بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In Hajj, a lot of people find themselves in very stressful situations. So, I would say that the number one reason people get stressed out is because they don't know what's going to happen. There's this unknown. What's the next step? So here are some of the questions that, alhamdulillah, you're taking this Hajj coaching session. But for those who haven't taken the Hajj coaching session or skipped this session, here are the questions that you're going to hear from them. Question number one, what are we supposed to do now? Everybody around your tent is going to be saying, so what are we supposed to do now? What are we supposed to do now? A second question you'll hear a lot is, when are the buses coming? Every time in Hajj, people are going to be down in the hotel, when are the buses coming? They'll be in Mina, when are the buses coming? They'll go to Arafat, so when are the buses coming? They're always focused on, when are the buses coming? And another question that you'll hear a lot is, are we doing this correctly? So a lot of people talk amongst themselves, are we doing this correctly? There's this unknown and there's this stress going on. A fourth question is, are we supposed to be somewhere else right now? You'll be somewhere and you'll be afraid, maybe we're supposed to be at a different station in Hajj. Well, here's the good news, alhamdulillah. I know a lot of this, the terms, this may be your first Hajj, so a lot of the terms are foreign to you. You have never heard them before. Something like, say, Muzdalifa and Jamarat and Ihram. A lot of new words are being thrown at you. The analogy that I give is, imagine taking 1 million people, they've all converted to Islam, and they're praying for the first time. How difficult would it be to teach 1 million people how to pray? Okay? So now Hajj, you might have 1 million people who have never performed Hajj before, and they're all trying to figure it out as they go along. And if you try waiting for Hajj to figure it out then, you're going to be under so much stress because there's all this unknown. So today's session, inshallah ta'ala, is to get you to memorize what the Hajj steps are. And alhamdulillah, that Hajj and Umrah is very simple. Believe me, and I would say that if this is not your first Hajj trip, then you probably already know what the steps are because you've been through it. But if it's your first Hajj trip, no worries. Inshallah ta'ala, in this session, you'll memorize and learn exactly what the main steps are for Hajj. And I'll help you out with that, inshallah ta'ala, so that when you go for Hajj, when everybody else is stressed out, you'll know exactly what to do, inshallah ta'ala. I've made this easy for you. Back when I was a student in Medina University, what I did is I made a one-page Umrah guide and a one-page Hajj guide. And I set it up in a way, and inshallah ta'ala you'll be able to click on the links and print it out for yourself, inshallah ta'ala. The Hajj guide and the Umrah guide is set up in a way that it takes you step by step through your entire Umrah journey, and then step by step through your entire Hajj journey. You might have a lot of Hajj books that you might be planning to take with you, or Umrah books, but when push comes to shove, and there's a lot of pushing, you'll need just one page. Just one page that you can take out and say, what do I do next? So what I want you to do is step number one, I want you to print out this Umrah guide and I want you to print out this Hajj guide. Step number two is I want you to memorize the Umrah guide and I want you to memorize the Hajj guide, the main steps. Alright, so let me give you an example on how to memorize. You might be at an age where you think that, oh, I'm too old to memorize. You know, that's nonsense. Anybody can memorize, inshallah ta'ala. Here's a technique on how to memorize. You can memorize it any way you want to, inshallah ta'ala. So let's take, for example, day number one in Mina. In Mina, you're going to be praying five prayers, okay? So five. You're going to pray Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and then Fajr, and you're going to be praying them shortened. Okay? And what I want you to imagine is like a youth camp. A youth camp, say, Mina, Muslim Youth of North America. Okay? You're going to Mina, a Muslim Youth of North America camp, and this camp, you know, is a really low turnout. There was only five kids that showed up at the camp. And three of them are midgets. Three of them are really short. So now, when you think of day number one, someone tells you, what do we do in Mina? And you think, well, there's five kids at this camp, that means that we're going to pray five prayers. And three of these kids are midgets, so that means that three of the prayers are going to be shortened. And that is, Dhuhr you're going to pray shortened, Asr you're going to pray shortened, and Isha you're going to pray shortened. And Fajr is two rak'ahs normally, and Maghrib is going to be three rak'ahs normally as well. Okay? So just in that technique, you're now visualizing a camp with 5 children. What you got to do is start associating some visualizations in your mind, and then you just go through the Hajj and Umrah guide, and you'll be able to quickly and easily memorize it, inshallah ta'ala. A friend of mine who took this session before, last year, what he did is, he not only memorized it himself, but before he would go to bed, he would give the Umrah guide to his wife. And he would say, test me. He would say, step number 1, we have to do this. Step number 2, we have to do this. Step number 3, we have to... Until he memorized it perfectly, then when he went for Hajj, he didn't even need to look at the Hajj or Umrah guide. He became someone that other people in the group were going to him, and they were asking him, what do we do next? And he said, no problems. There's 5 kids in this camp, and, you know, 3 of them are shortened. And he was very easily able to tell people exactly what they needed to do. And inshallah ta'ala, you will be in the same case as well. This is one of our last sessions. Inshallah ta'ala, there's one more session left. What I want you to do is make sure that you go back throughout the other sessions and try to check out what haven't you completed yet. And make sure you've completed as much as you can, inshallah ta'ala, not leaving anything out. Each of these Hajj sessions is meant to prepare you in its own unique way for the Hajj, and inshallah ta'ala, by making sure that you encompass all of them, that you're fully prepared for the Hajj journey, inshallah ta'ala, with best wishes to see you have an accepted Hajj, inshallah ta'ala. This is Muhammad al-Sharif for Hajj Coach. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.